Import prices rise less than expected, no signs of inflationary pressure. By John Carney on July 17, 2025. U.S. import prices rose modestly in June, suggesting little evidence of inflationary pressure from foreign source goods, according to data released Thursday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The import price index increased 0.1% last month, following a downwardly revised 0.4% decline in May. Over the past year, import prices have declined 0.2%, marking the second straight month of year-over-year contraction and reinforcing a trend of broad price stability in traded goods. Economists had forecast a stronger 0.2% increase for the month and for the year, indicating the analysts continue to overestimate price pressures. Fuel imports continued to decline, falling 0.7% in June, driven by a 26.8% drop in natural gas prices, which more than offset a slight uptick in petroleum. Fuel prices are down 15.7% compared with a year earlier. Excluding fuel, import prices rose 0.1% in June, led by higher prices for non-fuel industrial supplies and consumer goods, which increased 0.7% and 0.4%, respectively. Capital goods prices were flat, and automotive vehicles declined 0.1%. Export prices rose 0.5% in June, the strongest monthly gain since March, driven by increases in both agricultural and non-agricultural goods. Agricultural export prices climbed 0.8%, while non-agricultural exports rose 0.5%, supported by higher prices for petroleum, chemicals, and metals. The three-month annualized rate of import price changes stands at minus 0.8%, further underscoring the absence of upward pricing pressure from international suppliers. Import prices are measured before tariffs or customs duties are applied, capturing the price paid by U.S. buyers at the point of export from the foreign seller. As a result, the index reflects changes in the prices set by foreign producers or negotiated by importers, but not any additional cost imposed by U.S. trade policy. Prices for imports from China rose 0.5% in June, the first monthly gain since 2022, but remained down 2.2% year-over-year. Import prices from the European Union and Japan also increased, while prices from Canada and Mexico declined slightly. The data offer little indication that import prices are contributing meaningfully to inflation, supporting the view that global supply chains remain relatively stable and competitive despite shifting trade dynamics.